Praise God. Well, we've been talking about seeking first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and spend some time there. And I just believe God is getting, the Lord would have us just to get this built into us. And so we're taking our time where we need to take our time and getting established in these truths. And I believe that if you haven't, I believe you have, but I believe you're going to be seeing fruit out of this, out of all the word that we teach. But as we put these truths into practice, as we get them built into us, I believe we're going to come up higher than we've been. We're going to see things that we haven't seen. We're going to see in a way we haven't seen. And we're going to live at a different level. Because you can't put God first and not be blessed and not change. You can't do it. And that's what we're talking about. And I believe God has a lot, the Lord would have a lot for us to get into here. And we're taking it one step at a time. We're getting into some things, but I think we're laying a foundation, and we're going to get into some more things. But let's read, and I leave some of these scriptures on here so that we can read through them. They're kind of our text, and then we'll go further. But let's look on your sheet, Matthew 6, 24 to 34. Read through this. It says, "No one can serve two masters," verse 24, "for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So, verse 31 says, "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Do you know that God knows what you actually need? Do you know that you're being told you need a lot of things that you don't actually need? Do you know there are a lot of people meaning, I'm not saying people are evil, but there are a lot of people sincere, but will tell you things that they believe you need that you don't actually need. That in ways of doing things, methods, products, that they believe, and they may believe it with all their heart, that you need, but will actually hurt you in the long run. Do you believe that God knows what you actually need? Do you believe that? Do you believe that God knows what you need? Do you realize God created us? Now you may say, yeah, yeah. Okay, if he created us, he's the creator, does he know what you actually need? Yes. Yeah, he does. It's like, you know, your car. You need to do certain things to it. The engine, the tires, whatnot. There are things you need to do, and there are things then that you could do. I'm not knocking anybody, but then there are things that people will tell you you need to do, that you need to pay them to do. But if you look at the manual, it only says you need to do these things. But then they'll say, but you need to do all this or else this and this will happen. Well, could be. But don't you think the people that created the car know what you actually need? Do they? Shouldn't they know what you really need? But then other people say, well, but you really should do this. This will help you. Well, maybe. But do the people that created it, conceived it, built it, designed it, that they know what you actually need? And how to actually run your car and when it actually needs things done to it. Do they? I mean, you either believe the manual or you don't. Why would they lie about their own product? They say, this is what you need to do. Then you hear somebody say, well, this is what you need to do. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying, they, you know, there. You got to look. You have to look and discern what are the real things. Well, it's the same thing. God actually created us. He designed us. We were conceived in the heart of God, and He designed us. And a human being, God knows what you need. And the best way you need to run. He knows the fuel you need to run on. He knows what you actually need spiritually, which is His Word. But He also knows what you need physically, and He knows your body. So you know what? A lot of people tell you, you need this, and you need that, and you need this program. God knows exactly what you need, and your body isn't like everybody else's, in case you didn't know that. Yours is different. You could take the plan for somebody else and it may work very well for them, but that doesn't mean it's the way. You need to hear God for yourself. God knows what you need and what you don't need. And He knows what you need in every area of your life. You realize people are trying to sell you things, and I don't mean even just literally products, but sell you ideas. And it's not all just people. There are spiritual things behind things that people are pushing, selling you a bill of goods, selling you ideas, and saying you actually need to do things this way. Well, we have to look and say, what does God say? Because God knows what we actually need. And you may implement something that somebody said, well, this is the way to do such and this is the way you ought to parent your children. Well, we've had a lot of that. And we're sitting here decades later on some of it, and it didn't hold up. If it disagrees with the Word of God, it's not going to hold up. Some of you say, well, you need to do your marriage this way. I mean, people get whacked out about certain things. It doesn't agree with God. And a lot of things that do agree with the Word aren't necessarily popular. That doesn't mean they're not right. So I believe that our group, we have a heart to do what God would have us to do. And that's my heart. Look, I don't care how popular it is. I don't care what other people are doing or what the ideas are. I want what God has for us, and He knows the right way and the best way for us to walk through our time here in the earth. We're not going to be here forever. Did you know that? Of course you knew that. But everybody always, you know, especially recently, they always think, well, Jesus will come back before I die. Well, He may. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that look, you know, certain ways in the earth. But nobody knows. Do you know that? The Bible says it explicitly. Now we can get a sense when things are really wrapping up. And yes, there are things on the earth that if you look, you'd say surely. But go back 50 years when certain things were happening. And even more than that, when people were, you know, taking over large portions of the world. I mean, there are prophecies that, yes, have been lining up and you know, things are lining up. But that still doesn't mean you know the exact how much time. And it's foolish to act like, well, I don't have to do certain things. I'm not going to save or plan or whatever because Jesus is going to come back. That's not smart. You should plan like he's not. Live like he is. Live like he's coming back soon. You know what you want to do? You want to do what he's told you to do. You don't want to do, you know, get, like, if you found out Jesus was coming back tomorrow, things shouldn't majorly change in your life. You shouldn't all of a sudden think, well, okay, now I have to do this and this and this. You ought to be doing those things now. We ought to be living our life the way we believe God is leading us now because he knows where we're going to end up. He knows when we're going at the end of your life. You ought to live out a long, full life. You ought not leave here early. But he knows his plan for you. And so if you're doing what he tells you to do, you're running now. I'm not saying wearing yourself out now. I'm saying you're running your race now. You're going forth now. He knows what you actually need now for your life and not somebody else's. Even if it is something that's good and exactly what somebody else ought to do, you shouldn't just take it and run with it and say, well, that's what I ought to do. What did God tell you? Does he know what you need? Does he? Generally, yes. Specifically, yes. We're not all called to do the same thing. Did you know it? If you get your eyes on somebody else, you can get in trouble. Well, I'm going to do what they do. Well, are you going the same direction they're going? Are you? Well, you have a unique call. Every one of you do. Every one of us does. We have something specific we're supposed to do. God knows. It says here, for your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. What should we eat? What should we wear? But he knows, and then notice in verse 32, for after all these things, the Gentiles seek. See, people are seeking for something. Something that's going to what? Make them happy. Something's going to do it for them, and they're going to be quote unquote happy. God knows that they're seeking it, and we ought to be seeking him. Seek what? The kingdom? Seek first the kingdom of God. First. And then he'll tell you how to fill in all these blanks. But that's not necessarily popular with people because people want, you know, five-step plan and then assured results. How many of you know most of the five-step, seven-step, 12-step plans to wealth, a lot of them are there to make the person that's selling the plan rich. I'm not knocking anybody. There are people that legitimately are trying to help people. But if I'm selling you something that's going to tell you, but I'm making money off it on how. Now, I'm not saying people have expenses. I'm not knocking anybody. But you have to discern. People are going to tell you certain things, and where are they coming from? Now there are godly people that'll say they'll put it on a godly foundation and then give you advice about finances and such. I'm not knocking that. There are some very good things. But then there are things that you'll see there's seven steps and it doesn't mention God anywhere. Well, there's a problem there. That's a problem. If you're gonna serve God and he knows you need these things, and then some people go, they'll find something and say, well, maybe this is an answer from the Lord. This is wisdom from God. And they don't mention God anywhere. It's not from God. A lot of it's men's wisdom. And it'll fail. Because do you have the same call as everybody else? Does God know what you need to do in your life for where he's taking you? Does he? Then maybe we ought to go to him. But it's a lot easier for people, all of us, to look to a man and to go see, well, you tell me how to do it, and I'll just do that. That's easy. I want the Cliff Notes version. You know what I'm talking about? Do they even use those today? I don't know. Cliff Notes? I didn't use them a whole lot, but I saw them all. They're yellow, huh? They do? Probably. They probably look different. Whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. The little, instead of reading Hamlet, you got the Cliff Notes. Shakespeare, I don't want to read all that. Well, you're going to miss some things if you try that. It's a good, you know, it's augmenting the material, but if that's it, you're going to replace it? That's not going to work too well. You know, a teacher may just call out something specifically because they're not stupid. They know the Cliff's Notes are there, right? Our teachers would call out and say, yeah, you go get the Cliff's Notes. That's not going to get you all the way there, pal. Well, we want to do this with God. Well, yeah, I serve God. I put him first. Now, tell me how to live my life. I want to read a book from somebody else that may be godly, have good things, but those things are not to take the place of a relationship with God. They're not to take a place of you serving the Lord and doing what he told you to do. Let me tell you something. You can read 15 books, 150 books. If you don't do what he tells you to do, it's not going to work the way it could work. When I say it could work, your life is not going to be the way it could if you try to put somebody else's program into place and not do what the Lord actually wants you to do. It won't be. If God says, I have this great plan for you, and it involves doing this, and you say, well, I read this book, and I'm supposed to do this with my life, and you go do this, and the Almighty is telling you, this is the best plan for your life. How do you think that's going to turn out? I'm not saying it's going to be a train wreck, but will, do you think God's plan is going to be outdone by the plan over here? Something some man came up with. Will it? No. God knows what we ought to do. And he knows that the Gentiles, Gentiles is the people without God. Now, at this point, Israel, the house of the Lord, everybody else, Gentiles. Well, the heathen, the nations, the people that don't know God. He knows they're seeking for things. I know they're seeking for things. You know they're seeking for things. All you got to do is look around you. Majority of what people are going after is not the Lord. So, we need to know what are we going to go after? What are we looking at? It should be, God, what do you want me to do? If he's truly Lord. If we're saying this, it's easy to fly over this stuff. But when we read in verse 33, he says, well, let's read 31 and 32 again. He says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles, what? They seek. What are you doing when you're seeking? You're looking for something. They're looking. That means they haven't found it. They're going after something. He said, for all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. Don't you think, again, that God knows all of what we need? If he does, he's not going to miss anything that you need. If you go to him, he says, yeah, I know you need this. I know you need this. I know you need this. And then verse 33, then it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall what? They'll be added. They didn't say you'd add them. Didn't say your plan is going to work so beautifully that they just, you know, that, wow, step one and step two and step three, that it's all coming to pass. Now, I'm not saying you don't plan, like what we said earlier. But you got to plan according to what the Lord is telling you, and you don't know a lot of stuff. So you can plan to the degree that God helps you and tells you, and you've got to be willing to modify your plan and tweak it as the Lord would tell you. Don't get stuck in something, some plan. Well, this is the way it's going to be. You don't know all the things that are going to happen to you in the next 10 years. You don't know. But he does. And I'm sorry, the person that, who, if you read a book, he doesn't know either. And if he's a wise man or woman, or she's a wise woman, she is going, or he is going to tell you, you go to God, and you find out what he would have you to do. You do it, And by the way, here are some things that I found that helped me. Maybe they'll help you. You pray about it and see if you should incorporate them into your life. Now, I'm not talking about things that are specifically in the Word. If they're in the Word and they're good, then they apply to us. Okay? You don't pray for something that's in the Word and say, well, I'm going to go ask God about it and see if this applies to me. You don't have to do that. You're wasting your time. People do that because they don't want to do the Word. If the Word says to do it, there's no use asking God if you should do it. Did you hear me? You're wasting your time. If the Word tells you to do it, then do that. Now, if it's something that's more, it's not covered by the Word specifically, because things generally will be all concepts. The things that you read or hear about that are advice, the advice has to line up with the guidelines that are in the Word. In other words, they should not contradict any scripture. Is that too simple? If you see something and it tells you to do something and you know a scripture that contradicts it, I don't care who said it, you ought to throw it out. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care what it looks like their track record is. They haven't figured out a way that's better than the Lord. They haven't. You guys with me? We have to look at this book and realize the one who inspired this book, men wrote it, but they were inspired by the Lord. It is the Word of the living God. There is nothing that is going to make this obsolete, outdated, or unnecessary. Any part of it. It does not change. Men's ideas will change, but it does not change. And if somebody thinks they have a new way that you don't need this, they're wrong. And so we need to be careful about what we're assimilating into the way we walk, into our plans, into our lifestyle. Just be on guard. Just, you know, just when you read something, don't go by the results or what people are telling you, because that's part. Again, I'm not trying to knock people. I don't know why we're hitting this like this, but you have to know that there's sales involved with that. They're telling you things because they're trying to promote a way of doing something, a way of looking at it with different approaches. Well, everybody thinks this way. Well, look at the track record I have. Implying that this has to be right. Does it contradict the Word of God? If the answer is yes, that's all you need to know. Throw it out. God knows what you actually need. He knows where you're going. And so putting Him and going to Him and saying, Lord, I'm going to let You tell me about this. What should I do here? Is your first step to walking where He would have you to walk and to be actually fulfilled and satisfied? Verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall what? They'll be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient is for the day is its own trouble. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You can't go after the things, after the money, after the power or the authority. You can't go after that. You have to go after the Lord and let Him tell you how to deal with the rest of it. And He will add to you what He needs to add to you to get you where you need to be. That is different than the world, what the world is selling. It is saying a lot of times, you do this, and this is what you'll get. Guaranteed. That's not That's not a godly approach. And we want a shortcut. Come on, guys. We want a shortcut. We want to get there. We think we know what we want. We're saying, I know. And this guy's telling me I can get there in 2 years. Right? So I want a shortcut. You won't say, because if you know, if you say you want a shortcut, then everybody's going to call you out and going, oh, you're in a hurry. So you're not going to say it that way. You're not going to say you want a shortcut, but your flesh wants a shortcut. Okay? Your flesh does not want the pain. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you know, no pain, no gain. That doesn't mean, yes, if you're lifting weights, if you have actually feel a pain, you better stop. Yes, okay, I know that. If you're actually feeling physical pain in something, yes, you should stop. Maybe talk to your doctor. You're going to see that on all kinds of exercise equipment. Yes. But it is going to be painful for you to actually, in your flesh, don't even kid yourself. If you think your flesh is just going to lie down and do exactly what God wants you to do all the time, you're fooling yourself. And then when you actually have resistance, you're going to be surprised and go, well, what? I have to change something? Yeah. Yeah, but, well, I want to go something. I want somebody to tell me something where it doesn't hurt. This guy says he has 6 steps and it's guaranteed. So I'm going to do that. And then I'll have those results. Maybe. What did you give up to try to get those? Your flesh wants it yesterday. It wants to know, how do I do it? Just show me how to do it, and we'll do it and get it over with. But the problem is, you actually have to do it. Number one, no matter what thing you decide to go after, plan, you're going to have to do something. It's actually going to cause, it is going to take effort. If you find anybody selling you something that says, and you won't have to lift a finger. You know, you see these jobs all the time, you know, make so many thousands of dollars a week or hundreds of dollars from your own comfort, your own home, and do nothing. If it were that easy, everybody be doing it. It's not. There's always a catch. And that's not making God, the Lord, your master. See, your flesh wants to get by, get to the next step already, get to the end. I just want it done. I don't want to go and ask God what to do. That's hard. It's not hard. But if he asks you to do something, you don't necessarily want to do it, what are you going to do then? Go find something else? That's what your flesh wants to do. Well, I don't want to do this. Or this takes more than a week. I haven't seen the results in a week. I'm out of here. Well, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? What are you going to go to? Is this too simple? We just live before him. We're talking about seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Go after him. Everything that we put into place in our lives, we ought to be putting through the filter. Okay? Does this line up with what I believe the Lord has asked me to do? Is this lining up with my understanding of the Word? Not because somebody told us this or that or tried to sell us something, but does it line up with what God has told me and where he's taking me? And is it going to bring me closer to him? And as we ask ourselves that, and you know, we ought to live. I mean, we're gonna get into some things here, and I believe we are. It's just the world is so contrary to this. We've got to get rid of the mentality. So much of the world, we have to renew our mind that the world is going to sell us. That there is another way. We need to get it clear that, Lord, I am going to do things the way you would have me to do it. I don't know about you, but I don't want to read a scripture like this. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Pay lip service to it and not actually run after it. Now, I'm not talking about you trying and doing it in and of yourselves. I'm talking about you putting yourself under the Lord and saying it, you know what? I'm going to do what you would tell me to do. I am going to serve you. Now, I know I'm not perfect. I know I have not arrived. I know I don't have everything in place. But I will, when you tell me to do something, when I see that I'm wrong from the Word, I'll make the adjustment, I'll change, I will go after you. That sounds really simple. But guys, if we're honest, and we have that heart, and we purpose in our heart that if the Word says it, I'm going to change. I will adjust my life to fit the Word instead of trying to change the Word and look for something that sounds like what I want to hear. I'm not going to look for something that try to change what the Word says and try to get somebody to tell me what I want to hear, and because then, you know, it makes it so that I don't have to change. I'm going to say, Lord, if that's the Word, if this is the Word, if that's in your Word, then I will serve you. I will bow. My flesh is going to change. My mind is going to be renewed. I will go and do what you would have me to do. And then the Bible says, if you seek that first. I know we've hit this from different ways, and we're getting into some things, but it's like, you know, it's like we're rocking the car, okay? The society is so contrary to this, all right? And we're all being pushed on with society. That our, if you look at godly principles and where the world is right now in our country, things that are godly have slipped in so many ways. I'm not even talking about some of the most obvious things. Those are just symptoms of things that started a long time ago. It's not godly. It's not holy. It's not people looking to follow him and to put themselves under something higher than themselves. It is looking to get me ahead. And we're dealing with the aftermath of this. So we've all been affected by it. And our thinking has been affected by it. And it's not comfortable. Our flesh likes the other. That's why it's so popular. It's popular to go after something that caters to the flesh, makes you feel good, makes you feel like it's not your problem. But God is telling us, if you'll seek me, then these other things that the Gentiles are running around with their heads cut off, saying, oh, it's over here. Oh, wait. No, it's over here. Oh, wait. No, this is the new thing. It's right here. This is it. We have all the studies. Oh, wait. They were flawed. And actually, this will kill you. Sorry. We didn't know that. Don't sue us. But now we know this is the right thing now. And this is the new way. And this is foolproof. And wait. Oh, that guy died. He wasn't supposed to die. I'm going to go over here. Now, this is the right way. The Gentiles are going around like this. People without God are saying, where is it? Where is it? And it's just like this mass, big clump. You guys ever watched soccer? When, you know, you got like four-year-olds or five-year-olds. Pete knows what I'm talking about. Five-year-olds or six-year-olds playing. It's just like, wherever the ball goes, it's just like, they don't have a clue that if one of them would just peel off from the pack and go over here, they could run circles literally around the rest of the field. And sometimes you get one that actually has been worked with, you know, parents work with them or whatever, and they get the game. The problem is if you just have one, there's nobody to pass to them because the rest of them are like, what are you doing out there? And so they're just still doing this. And it is funny, but it's everybody shows up to a game like that, fully expects this. Now, if you get a couple kids that actually know what's going on, it's going to be goal, 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 because they don't have goalies at that age. It's just an open net. And they'll just run up the score. And they're not supposed to keep score these days, but they know this. They'll try their best to keep the score. And it's just going to be goal, 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 goal. Why? Because everybody else is going, and they're just running circles around them. This is the way the world is. Oh, this is the right thing. Wait, the ball's over there, and then they go over here and go, oh, no, 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 here it is. How are they determining what is? It's a pack mentality. It's a herd mentality. Somebody tells them, and they tell their friends, and ooh, this is the new thing. Drop that. That's out of style. That's not going to work anymore. This health thing, that's supposed to be the way you eat now. Wait, that's bad for you now. Go over here, and we're going to go do this now. Wait, that's not good for you anymore either. Let's go here. Wait, that's the thing we were eating before. I know, but it's the right thing. It would be funny if it's not so sad. But it is funny. It's still funny. What's funny is that people in their arrogance are going to say, that thing doesn't work anymore. And you're endeavoring to actually go after that. Don't you know you need this, this, and this? You can't possibly survive without this stuff. And that's from their mentality. It's not true. We need mind renewal. We need to understand that the Lord, He knows more than we know. And that our flesh, you need to know this, as much as you probably can right now go, yes, okay, I got it. I know that. Whatever He says, I'm there. I got it now. I see, I can see clearly now. You have to know that your flesh and your unrenewed mind are going to challenge you. And it's not going to be just a cakewalk. Because you're going to go around and you're going to see people are telling you, you don't have to do that. Why would you do that? Why would you change? Why would you keep yourself from this or that? And your flesh is going to certainly go, yeah, I like it the way we are doing. I want to do it that way. And so then Christians, they say, no, I'm going to serve God. I got it. And they go out of the chute and they do well for a few days on whatever it is. And then their flesh starts getting mad at them. And their mind's telling them, what are you doing? The part of it that hasn't been completely renewed. And then they say, this is too hard. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to look for something else. And then they'll stop. I'm not talking about you doing things in your strength. But if you think that your flesh is just going to lie down, and just because you heard the word, and just because you decided you're going to serve God, that it's just going to be this bed of roses, that's a mistake. It's not true. And anybody that tells you that does not line up with the word of God. I'll just do it this way. It'll be easy. It's not so. You're not supposed to be working in and of yourself, but you're not working to earn something from Him. You're not supposed to be trying real hard for you to do it. There's a difference between that and saying, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do what it necessary. If I have to change, I'll change. That's different. And how are you going to do that? You're going to do it in His strength. You're going to do it because He's helping you. You're going to do it. If God's telling you to do something, then you say, all right, Lord, I don't see how. I don't know how I'm going to change that, but I will. By your grace and by your strength, I'm going to change. I'm going to be different because I see that everybody's going over there doing that. And I don't believe that's where you want me or my family to go. We're going here. And we're going to do it. By your grace and your strength, we're going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Look at the New Living Translation there in Matthew 6:24. It says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So don't worry about these things saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your need. I understand we've gone over some of these things, but this part, your Father, He knows. Everybody say, He knows.
He knows.
Say, He knows.
He knows.
Do you believe that? Because people think, they may not say it this way, but they think that if they actually do what God tells them to do, they're going to be hurt. Where would they get that idea? Who would want you to think that you're going to be hurt if you serve Him? Why are things that He is telling us to do, or godly principles, why are they mocked and ridiculed and twisted? Right here, I mean, this line right here, your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Do we believe that? Do we believe that He knows all our needs? Then in any point in our life, when we're told, whether we see the Word, whether we believe this is the will of God for our life, does He know what we are going to need next week, next year? See, people will twist it. Well, if I do that, you know, like I'm thinking of like young people. They think, well, if I give up certain things, I won't be fulfilled. People won't like me, or I won't have friends. Well, let me ask you a question. What you have to do, what you have to know, is it a godly thing or not? If you're doing it God's way, you will never be hurt. You will never miss out. You will always have exactly what you need. That goes for all of us. But the devil will tell you, if you do that, you will miss out. That's a lie. It's a lie. You won't miss out in anything good. You're not going to miss out on good things. Our Father already knows all our needs. All. Everybody say all. I guess we'll just hit this. We have been hitting it. Does He know all?
Yes.
How many is all?
All.
Well, but I don't know. I mean, I've just felt so empty in this area. Say all.
All.
Well, if I do that for God, I just don't know. I mean, this, I might suffer here. This is one that I hear that people will say, and it's popular. It sounds good. Well, if I do that, if I go where God, I mean, I've heard it. People will talk like, considering like missionaries. Well, if I went over there, I mean, how would my kids be taken care of? And they sound like they really care about the kids. I just don't know. I wouldn't want to do that because, you know, my kids, they have needs. I don't know how they would be taken care of. Question. If God is sending a family somewhere, how many of their needs does He know? So what you're telling me is God is sending somebody somewhere where they are going to be hurt and their children are not going to be taken care of, because after all, nobody could possibly live a balanced and fulfilled childhood in this place. So God doesn't know that. That's what you're saying, but that contradicts the Scripture. Does it?
Yes.
What does the Scripture say? Your Heavenly Father already knows how many?
All.
All. He knows all of them, right? So if you hear something that somebody says, yeah, you know, I do that, but, what they're about to tell you, if the first part of it was, I would do it God's way, or what the Word says, but, you know what they're saying? God doesn't know something that I figured out. Do you know that?
Yep.
We wouldn't say it like that because we know the reaction we would get. But I know that's the way. I know. I understand. I see that. I understand. I know that scripture. Whenever you hear somebody say, yeah, I know that scripture, but they're going to tell you why it's not working, why that doesn't apply to them, something. If you hear somebody say that, what they're about to tell you is there's something that they figured out that God did not think of. He did not have that in mind. He didn't understand. He could only see, 200 years down the road. So, and that was 300 years ago. So for me, I'm out on my own. And I really think that this way is actually the better way because nobody would do that. But if God told you to do that, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Tell me again, how many needs does he know?
All.
And who are we supposed to seek first? Him. Do you think? We're getting really down to just the simple. Do you think? If we just get it in our mind, and we were to go forward and say, Lord, I'm after you. I know I got some holes in my understanding of the universe. Everybody willing to admit they don't understand everything that there is? Okay, you have at least one or two gaps in your understanding of the cosmos and of people and of everything, right? Just at least, anybody say, I have at least one. Okay, so good. Then if we actually know that we don't understand everything, we're talking about the being that does. Does he not?
Yes.
See, it's the complete opposite. There is nothing he does not understand. Think about it for a minute. There is nothing that he does not have the answer to. He doesn't need to Google anything. Wikipedia is, he doesn't need that. He already knows everything that is going to happen for the rest of your life. He already knows what things you need, what you don't need. He knows actually the best way for you to attack any given situation. So don't you think if we would just say, Lord, I see now that I don't know it all. I'm going to serve you. I will put your word above all. I will run my family the way you said to run it. I will run my life the way you said. If I see something in the word, then I'm going to change to fit you. I will seek first your way of doing things. And you said that you already know everything that I need. So what do I have to do? I don't have to figure out how to get all this stuff. That's not my job. You guys with me? It is not my job. It's not your job to figure out how to bring all these things to me or you. It's not our jobs to go and scheme and see how we can end up at the top of the pile. That is exactly the way the world does it. How's that working out for them? We might look at somebody and say, well, yeah, they have a lot of money. Yeah, what's the rest of their life like? Do they know the Lord? Because if the answer to that question is no, I don't care what else there is. Are they walking with him? Because if the answer to that question is no, then they're missing something because that's why we were created. Isn't it?
Yes.
But if we set up and put that, no, God, I will set this up. That all these areas we were talking about in communion, salvation, how it is the complete wholeness of all these different areas. That is God's will for us. If we say, Lord, that's your will. The Gentiles are trying to figure out a way to do all this. Somebody just said, or Shelly was telling me, she just read something where they were talking about, they think they're getting close to where this guy was saying in his lifetime that people could live perpetually because they figured out how to renew the cells and everything. Your body without your spirit is dead. It's not just natural. So people are looking for this type of thing, saying, well, if we can get it. We can get... We're looking for the way to do this. And if we'll just say, I'm not smart enough. I'm not saying you put down knowledge. We ought to get knowledge as much as we can in the way God would have us to. Don't go get degrees that you don't need. Get the degrees that God would have you get, because He knows how you're going to use them. If He has you go into school, make sure you're going where you need to go to do what He wants you to do. You want to be equipped. Just don't be equipped for something you're never going to use. If you're going to go to school, go to the right school so that you can do what the Lord would have you to do and get fully educated in that area as much as He needs you to, so that you're equipped to do what He wants you to do. It doesn't do you any good to go get equipped in something that you're never going to use. You say, how do I know? You ask God. He knows. He already knows. So the Gentiles are running around saying, oh, we need this. You need this. You need to do it this way. And God's saying, I know it all. And He's not being arrogant. He's being humble. He does know it all. I already know. If you just come and make me the number one priority in your life, all these other things that everybody else is running around looking for, they will come down and be added to you. Is that not what we just read? Can it be that simple? That's it. Now, there's some things to walk. Everything else is, how do we walk that out? What do we need to know about our rights and privileges here? What do we need to know about our mission here? What do we need to know about taking other people with us? What's my part in getting that job done, Lord? But everything else is just walking it out here. How do I need to know? What do I need to know to interact with my child or my spouse? Or what do I need to know about my body so I can keep it in functioning order so I can do what you need to do? It's all related to that. It's all related to just serving Him. Because this world isn't all that. We're going to go past this world. We're all going to live past this world. And if we hold these things so dear here, someday we're going to look back and go, what was I thinking? But if we have Him and say, Lord, what do you tell me to do? That's what I'm doing. You're my master. You already know everything I need. Everybody say that one more time. The Heavenly Father already knows all my needs. He knows all of them. He knows all of my needs. Right now. So any yeah buts that are coming to your mind right now, they're already covered. Yeah, well, what about... Yeah, but I... What about this thing... If you were looking at the Lord right now, He'd be like, yeah, that too, yeah, yeah. There's nothing. Nothing you can bring up right now that He doesn't already have an answer for. So as we're... That's through the one passage of Scripture and the alternate translation of that passage again. But guys, we're going somewhere. We're getting there. There's no reason... You know, putting the wheels on the car when it doesn't have any engine. I mean, I believe God is bringing us all up. And there's some things we're going to get into. I firmly believe we're going, but you know, you say, well, just get past it. I don't think we could. We just, because I put several of these things down here for several weeks, and I can't get to them. There's things I plan to get to, but I haven't gotten there. And I think, well, I'm going to hit this and this and this. And we get stuck on, He knows how many?
All.
That right there, if you get that, that can answer 1,001 questions right there. When something comes up, yeah, but nope, He knows all. He thought of that too. All right, let's go. Do you realize how that could free you just in so many ways right now? If you live that, if I live that, What does it push it back to? If he already knows all, then what do I have to make sure? I'm just following him. That's the thing I gotta just be sure. If I know I'm following him and I know this is his will, everything else has already been thought out and I wasn't smart enough to do as good a job as he did, so I don't have to think about those things. When the enemy comes up and says, yeah, but it's an answer. He already knows. Shut up and leave. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, right? What about your babies? He'll try to pull on you, your moms or dad. Well, what about them? You know, they got to be taken care of. And you know, the world will succumb to that. And what they don't realize they're doing is exalting this knowledge and putting their children above the Lord and acting like he doesn't know you need things for your children. It's a lie. Well, what about my spouse? You don't think God knows that part of it. Well, I don't know. How are we going to pay our how are we going to have this money for... That's exalting, saying, yeah, there is, God doesn't know. Well, doesn't he know my body will do such? Is he telling me? Because if he's telling me, he already knows all. He already knows it. You don't have to ask that question. What you have to know is, am I running after him? Am I seeking him first? If I am, and I'm doing it with my heart, he will make sure I get adjusted. If I have that heart, he'll make sure. If I need something, he'll bring the word to me. He'll bring something across my path so I can get light. He'll get me tweaked out. But if I just keep him center. Amen? Amen. Praise you, Lord.